All right, a good talk. We're up to Sif Yud. Okay, tonight, Mitzvah Shem, it should go a lot easier. I mean, a little quicker. We should hopefully cover a couple of Sifim. Slach the Inyonim. Granted, one Sif here is extremely important. Unfortunately, it's Nageya all too often. And we'll see what we can do with it. All right, Zakhtu Mechaba. Misha Nitrifa Das Aviv O'Imoy. If Nebuch, someone's father or mother, became a shaita, senile, Alzheimer's. Mishtadel linoig imoim kefi daitem. A person is still mechuyev to try to, whatever you can, to be mishtadel and help them out, kefi daitem, according to their wishes. Achi yirukam aleim, until have mercy on them, and the verse says, mercy on them from Meshamayim. Until HaKadosh Baruch has mercy on them, the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the mercy? That they'll become back to normal, that they'll become back sane, without being a shait, without having problems. Shetis yashiv daitam. Alright, so, mishtad linda gaman kafi daitam, at shayirukum alayim, v'im e'ef sholay lamayid, and if a person can't stand with these parents, to overburden, it's like too much, because they're somewhat meshuga. I mean, the nishtanu b'yaseh, they're totally different. When nishtagu b'yaseh, they are meshuga. Yelech loy, he should leave them, he could leave them, v'yanichem, v'yetzav alachem l'nogam k'roi. And he should command others, he should appoint others to be noig, get nurses and aides and whatever, to be able to deal with these parents. Unfortunately, this halach is very negeh. People, when they get older and older, at some point in time, Nebuch, often the parents become senile, like I said, or stam, become very overburdening, very difficult to deal with. And the Machaba gives a gewaldika, I know, heter, we'll call it, a way out, that you're allowed to leave. We have to understand where this is coming from. But let's go back to the beginning. At least in the beginning of the Machaba says, even though the father or mother is nitra fadas, still you mukhuyev mishtadal linda gimayim kifi daitam. What appears from here is that there is a mitzvah kibbut av ve'eim, even if the parents are a shaita. You still are mechuyev to be mechaved the parents. And it's really a medrash dvarim rabba, siman aleph tezvav, which really Tosis sort of brings down in Kedushin, that when the Talmidim asked Reb Eliezer Gadol, Ezeo kibbut av ve'eim, he said, Tzuru, look and see what ma'asa dama ben nesina ba'ashkalayin, what she do, v'ayisima chaseres das, she was a mashugana, she was chaseres das, she wasn't all there, v'ayisima tzachosa ben chaver, she slapped him in front of his friends, v'lohoya oimala, and he didn't say anything to her, elo dayechime, okay, it's enough, you don't have to slap me a second time, I got the message, right? But he wasn't chutzpahdik, he didn't tie her back, he didn't certainly not hit back, and whatever. So you see, but you see in this medrash that we're talking about someone, a mother who's chaseres das, she's a meshugana, nevertheless, there's still a mitzvah to be mechabed that mother. So pashas is a mitzvah kibbut even on that. There's a the grip on the resag, mitzvah seites, Reb Perlau, he wants even mechadish. We once discussed this, we once mentioned that he wants to be mechadish. The essence of kovid is to be mechad someone who's a mechubid. If someone's not a mechubid, if someone's not noig ba'azmei kovid, then there's no mitzvah kovid to be mechabed as a mensch. Mameli says that if you have a mother or a father who's meshuga, who's not doing silly things and not caring for their own kovid, not capable of caring for their own kovid, then there's no mitzvah kovid to be mechabed them. Maybe she goes out on a limb, it's a chiddush that he says, and he says, a shayt is ain't leibaishis, so if they're a shayt, you can't even have a problem of being embarrassing them. Zichin is no shaykh bem covet. I, what do you do with this halacha?
Why
mishad? Why mishad? What am I doing? Means no, but because you see, it might be overburdening, it might be overbearing, like the Mechaber says at the end, it might be too much. So try as much as you can. When you see it's too much, then you can leave. But avad, you gotta try as much as you can. So he wants to say what the Mechaber here is talking about is not midin kibud, but it's rather midin moira. Remember, there's two mitzvahs, kibud and moira, and kibud doesn't apply, and only moira applies. It's a chiddush.
What's the language for you?
And that's the problem, that the Medrash clearly talking about kibbut, and nevertheless it's by kibbut. Yeah, we once asked this, it's a problem. Sham. It doesn't really. He's going out on a limb here, and he says, but Chodsh, the basic fundamental of Kiva, that is to feed him and to clothe the parent, that would have, even if the parents are Shaita, because I guess not just to covet, but it means to be Mechab, I don't stand up or whatever. You don't do that for such a parent. But the basic, to fulfill the parent's basic needs, that you do.
Doesn't he have a riot from the Mechab, because it says, Kvi Daitum, if they have no Das? And there's no such thing as...
No, we know there's no das, but faket. Kafi daita means according to their rotzen, even if their rotzen is... We're going to discuss. Let's hold on. Let's do the back. The back has a different chiddush. He's touching up a ravid. The ravid argues with the mechaba, which is the Rambam. He argues, he says, well, at the end, what does it mean? You're going to leave them, so who else should take care of them? If you can't take care of them, so someone else could take care of the parents. Like the mitzias, the ravid had a problem with, and so the acronym touched the ravid. So the back wants to say like this. The back wants to say that what's the problem? Why are you leaving these parents for? Says my mother, the basic stuff of what you could do. Elamai, they're asking to do silly things. They're asking, they're overbearing. They're asking you to do this and then that. And mom is not giving you a second to breathe. It's like too difficult. And so he said, like, what's the problem? If they're an Ein Baidas, they're a shaita, they ain't by das, so that tzivi is not a tzivi, that bakosha is not a bakosha. And Mamila, if you're not kind of bakosha, you're not roiving anything. What's the Rambam saying? That you could leave them, why are you leaving them for? Whatever they're asking for, since they're named by das, you don't have a chiv to fulfill. So Mamela, what's the problem? You're not going to have any problems of fulfilling the mitzvahs kibbut here. That's the Bach. I mean, because Bach is mechadish, that when you're dealing with a parent who's senile, a parent who's a shaita, you don't have to listen to them. It's a name by das, so the bakosha is not a bakosha. The baklamais is a big chiddush to me. I don't understand. If a parent doesn't have das, but the parent still wants it, so, and if you fulfill the parent's rutzen, the parent feels happy. Let me bring a mashal. You have a parent, it's mamish smack in the middle of the summer, it's July, hot outside, and the parent's outside and says, mamish, I'm cold, I need a sweater, I need a coat. Give me sugar. Now what do you do? What do you do? So if you're going to bring the parent a sweater or coat, he or she will feel good. So why shouldn't you have a mitzvah? Because they have ein bo das, so they can't ask a bakash. So what? But the ma'aseh is bepoiled. You will be mechabed, and you will be helping them out. You will be giving them nachas ruach if you fulfill their wishes. So who cares that they're ein bo das? For kinyanim you need das. But for kibbutz, if that's what they want, who cares what they want? If that's what they want, so why shouldn't it be mekayem mitzvah if you fulfill it? The ma'aseh, the lashon of mechabed, the Rambam is clearly mevu, not like the Bach, because the lashon is, meshtata linoigi mem kifid item. You're supposed to do what kifid item. They don't have das. Afal pikein. You're supposed to do kifid item. That das is nishken das. But whatever that das is, that's what you have to do. You have to try to be mishtavta, to be mechavidem.
But there should be the next argument would bring me the coat. You bring the coat, and the guy's, why did you bring me the coat?
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. I know.
No,
so what's wrong? So you brought the coat. They bring the coat. They put it on, and about a minute later, I'm too hot. Take off the coat, and I need a fan, and a cold drink. It goes back and forth. It's like on the cheshbon.
They bring the coat, and they say, why did you bring the coat?
Why? You mean they don't remember that they asked you to go?
In that case, why
are
you doing anything?
Okay, that means they don't need it. Fine, but says at that point, you explain to your parent, you just ask me if you don't change your mind the same time. It's like, well, don't wear the coat. You do it in a nice way. But his yisoid is a peltic yisoid. All right, but like I said, the Mechab and the Rambam is not like that. It's agav, it's right to mention over here, the Chazanish. Had a maim of the Chazanish. It's brought down in the Maisei Yishchei Legimel Omed Reish Yudalit, that the Chazanish says, person has the ability to discern how wide a person's Yerushalayim is when you see how he deals with his elderly parents. If you see how wide he goes to his elderly parents, then you know how much of a Yerushalayim is. Because it doesn't make sense. We're cold and hot and big. All the crazy things that the parent wants can say, the knock and knock and knock, can never get potted. They don't let you breathe for a second. The second you finish bringing them the cold, now they need a cold drink. You give them the cold drink, now they need something to eat, and get out eat, and then they get up. It's like non-stop, like 24/7. You can't. No, when you finish, before you even finish bringing the cold, they're already asking you the next bakasha. It's just like, and if a person goes and does it, you see the Yerushalayim of the men. All right. Now, what's going on here? What does the Rambam mean? I mean, Ravid doesn't like it, but what does the Rambam mean that you have a heter? If it's EF Shalamud, you could go, you should go, and you should leave them. Where's it coming from? I doesn't mitzvah keep it aveim. So what? They get Meshiga. So what? Lamay says you have a mitzvah. What's going on? So this is really learned out from a Gemara. The Gemara is in Kedushin Laman Aleph and Mebeis. The Gemara says Rav Asi had this mother, an elderly mother, and she asked him for tachshitin, jewelry. So he brought it on. Then she asked him for a husband. So he said, oh, try to be mine, try to find a good shidduch. Then she said, no, I want a husband just like you. He saw that she's not there. So he got up and he left. He moved there to Israel, gone, goodbye. So you see in the Gemara, Rav Asi, if he chapped that his mother is not normal, instead of staying around, he picked himself up and moved to a different country. That's the Gemara. So Raman touches up. Why did he move? He moved because he understood that she's a shaita. Asking for a husband just like me, apparently that's not a normal request. It means she's not a bardas. So he picked himself up and he left. So where's this coming from? Where's the head? What's going on? So what's Rav Asi doing? So Taisav Riyazakin on the spot says that since he realized he realized that she's a shaita. Barach, he ran away. He won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs kibirav. He won't be able. It's never ending. He's never going to be able to fulfill it. So memeli he left. The Bach says a similar word. The Bach says that when he saw the same thing, that he couldn't fulfill her rotzen of getting a husband just like him, he said, I better cut my losses short, I better leave, because if I'm going to stay around, she's going to keep on asking me silly bakashas, impossible, ridiculous bakashas I can't fulfill, and I'm going to be oiva mitzvah kibir aveim. So in order to avoid being oiva mitzvah kibir aveim, just skirts, get out of here, and avoid the whole situation.
Are you oiva?
Sorry?
How are you
keeping
awake if I can't find a husband like myself?
So, the Mogen Giborim, often not over there, says, not talking about that he was worried about that she's going to ask him for something that's impossible, because if she would ask him something that's impossible, I nisrach man apache. If he asks him something impossible, I can't fulfill it, so what do you want? He was worried about she's going to be too burning. She's going to ask him something that maybe is physically possible, but it's too hard to fulfill. It's going to be too challenging, too much of an assignment again and again and again. He's not going to fulfill all her bakashas. So in order to avoid being in such a position of failing to keep an avein, he picked himself up and he left. Sorry? Why? Because we might. So this is the problem. Avada, if you're not mitzvah daita, avada, you now let her run away. The policeman will say, why? Because we might keep mitzvahs keeping up. Yaakov Avinu left. He got punished for Yosef Avinu leaving. For Yosef Atzadik leaving. Right? You now let we might keep mitzvahs keeping up. So what's that? So l'chay, what he means to say is that if I stay around and they have bakoshes and I can't fulfill them, then every time I'm being mevata mitzvahs keeping up. If I leave, I'm being mafkir than mitzvah kibirav, and vice versa. It's better to be mafkir than mitzvah kibirav in Gansen, that rather than every single day being mavatal of mitzvah kibirav. That's okay, what you have to say. Without the Bach, I would have said pshat in the Taisa Riyazakin even further, is that we're not just worried about that the person won't be mekayim the mitzvah kibirav. We're worried about that the person is going to be oiva, be a dayim, bekum vaseh. Now, I know, we said, we learned before last week that you're not allowed to be upset, you're not allowed to get angry, you're not allowed to embarrass the parent, you're not even show the parent that you're bothered by the request. You can't even show the parent that it causes you tsar that they're asking something so difficult. So that's tzad. You're being mitzayer the parent. So that's bekum vaseh. You're hurting the parent. So it's better off to cut your losses short. If you're going to stay around, yes, it'll be mekayim mitzvah kibirav often, but there can be times to lo yamalit. There can be times you're going to be over and cause your parent pain. So in order to avoid being in such a position, better to leave and be mevatul kibiravim b'shev atasa, so to speak, rather than staying around and sometimes being over. Be a day, keep it oven.
His point is still valid.
Sorry? If the parents need you around, if they don't need you around now, but the parents need you around, then it's better off to stay by your parents, for sure. No, if now you're here and you want to pick up your family and move there, see, now if it's even giant, might be too difficult, you know, it might be too hardship. We're going to see other Italian, but if, let's say, you're living near your parents, to pick yourself up like Yaakov Avinu did wasn't possible, right? Gemara says that the Gemara Chazal man Yaakov Avinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu man Yaakov Avinu for leaving his parents. His parents, he had a tziva good, he didn't have a tziva friends, so it's like, right. But good, my says, there was a month, the price won't bring down, you're not supposed to leave a parent. Now, I want to suggest that if it's, we're worried about the kumva asay, the bitul biyadayim, then it's very yitachin that I'm worried about, even if the parent's going to ask me something that's impossible to fulfill, not like the Magen Gibayim, why? Because if the parent's going to ask me something impossible, much let's say the parent does something that it's not humanly possible to hold the straight face and not to show tzar. Let's say it's too difficult. It's beyond my bechinas and nesayin. It's not shy for me to do that. And for that, I'd be an oinus. So I'll be put on that, right? But still, it's better to leave the parent. Why? Because to the extent you have the ability to leave the parent and avoid such a situation and not be put into that situation where you're going to have to be mitzayin the parent, then you don't have a head to stay around. Because it's also a psyche bonus. You could have avoided such a situation, leave. And by you staying around, now you're going to be put in a situation that sometimes bonus, das, you're going to hurt your parents, you're going to cause the parents harm. So better off to leave in the first place, because you don't have the head to your annoyance. You're not annoyance, you could have left. So it's better to leave in the first place rather than to be in that position that you're sometimes going to be mitzar your parent. There's a Ralbag in Yisroy, Perchov, he explains the passion. His Beurim, he has the Shayesh Revi, he talks about Kibra Ve'im. So he says like this, if a person is not Shayech for him to be Mechabed his parents because they became Mishugayim, Nishtatu B'yaisa, Vayfin Shalayucha Lechabdim, what should you do? Whatever you could do, and make sure it's done Aydei Acherim. V'yishomet Mehem Kadei Shalayechta, and leave them in order that you shouldn't be Oiva. He's worried about being chayte, and then he fears that ki haTorah loy tetzaved dvarim bilti efshirim, because the Torah would not command something that's not shaykh to be done. So lechayr is not moving what he's saying. If you're talking about something that's bilti efshiri, so what do you have to leave for? Stay around, and you're a nightness, like the Magen Gibayim said. Teretz is because he was worried about you're going to be mitzar shalayech to become vazay. So Mamela, he said, better leave now. Don't be in that position that you're going to be over become vazay to be a chayte, to be mitzar your parent, to embarrass your parent, to show tzar in front of your parents, it's already become vazay. Don't do that and leave now. Are you going to tell me, but I'm being mevatel, all the mitzvahs of kibra that I could do? If I would hang around, I could be mechadim ba mabishoy, machiloy, maniloy, matziyoy, machnisoy, all the things I could do. So why am I leaving for? Because yes, you can't stay around. Because you can stay around, you can be mitzvah them. Since you can't stay around, so now the Torah is not mitzvah something that's built to Yevshah. If I'm going to stay around, I'm going to be in a situation that I can't be mekayim the mitzvahs kibirav. So the Torah said, so don't stay around. B'chai gavna, you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs kibirav. It's paka the whole mitzvah kibirav. You don't have a mitzvah b'chai gavna. Because it's something that's not humanly possible to do. So therefore, don't stay around.
So let us look. If I can be mekayim the mitzvah of Mabisha Makilos, so I have now a chiyuv to do that. So Eina Binami, let's say there's going to be a matzah that I'm going to be mitzvah.
And that matzav you're now allowed to be mitzvah then.
No, okay, fine.
So
that's an onus.
No, it's not an onus. Because since you don't have to stay there.
Yes, you do. I have to be mitzvah. I'll be sure.
But, you know, now he's a child, which is more important? You know, which is the sibum to the
savior? Right?
It's a chiv that if you're there, and they ask you that they want something, even if they don't ask and they know that they want to be clothed, then you have to get them dressed, yes. But in this situation, it's better off to stay away, not be involved in those mitzvahs, to be mafkir the mitzvahs kibirav. Why? Because kedei not to be over the aveira. Right, if you have something that's going to have entails a mitzvah and a nis at the same time, so leave, stay away, not to kibirav. Let's say something else. You can do something that has a risk of having a mitzvah, but at the same time has a risk of doing aveira. So the brisk is will tell you, don't get involved. You don't need to do a mitzvah on the cheshbon of an aveir.
Why can't you say the issue is an onus?
Because not an onus, because I can stay away. It is, I can stay away. That's if the parents is ready now. But let's say, you know, it's night time, they went to put to bed. Now they don't. Now you're talking about tomorrow's mitzvah. So let me leave now in order not to be around tomorrow, because tomorrow I know I'm going to be mitzvah then. Well, I might be mitzvah them, so better. It's better for me. The cheshbon is better to stay away, not to be over, to be mitzvah them, to embarrass them, in order to get out of that issa, even though it's on the cheshbon, I'm going to lose out mitzvahs. It's like every time you have a shikul, and the shikul is not to get involved in something that is a mitzvah, which is karach with an issa as well. All right. So that's the Ravbag. Comes along the Piskei Riyos, and Piskei Riyos, Lechari has a different understanding of this Gemara. He says like this, if you see that your father and mother are Bali Deis Rois, and they're paining you, more than you can handle. They mitzar you, it's very difficult to be around with them. Because like I said, while you're fulfilling the first request, they're really asking for the second request, they're already complaining on your last request, it was not good enough. It's like, just... You can't live. It's just not shayer. So if the mitzayah yes may die, then you shom it l'fnei v'yaytzei. It seems from him that the heter here is not because they're worried about that you're going to be over naver tomorrow, you're not going to be mekabit kivir aveim tomorrow. The word is you have a heter of tzar. You're not mechuyev to be in such a tzar for kibbut aveim. Just like kibbut aveim, we learned, it's mishalav, not mishal ben. You're not mechuyev to spend your money. It's only through the parents' money. So too, if it's going to cause you significant amount of tzar, you're not mechuyev to give up your nefesh for it either. You're not mechuyev to do. Lamashal. There's a Chumash Ma'arik in Kuf Samach Vav. Has a story, and the Ramah brings it down at the end of the siman. What happens if your father, you met a girl that you think is your besherta? You went out already, who knows how many times. Your mamish about to, unfortunately, this is Maisa, just this week, I was your mamish about to get engaged, and your father wakes up and says, don't marry her. Are you mechuyev to listen to your parent?
No.
Why not?
Why not? That's not lovely.
So Zokta Marek, he has a few reasons, and one of the reasons is because to marry somebody who's not your besherta is tzara guf. Right? You're supposed to be marrying this, but you feel that this is your besherta. To give that up, you're not mechuyev to. Kibirav is Michel Av, not Michel Ben. Madach, you don't have to spend your own money for kibirav. You don't have to spend your neshama for kibirav. You have to spend mamishi koichas. Sorry? Okay, so you have to know the dagger. Mevaishay, you know, you take it. They're talking about if you want to hit back. You're not supposed to be hitting back, complaining, you know, insulting back, being mitzara back. Beforehand, it says you're allowed to stop. That it says, Marshal says, we saw it, that if a parent is about to be mevaish you, and you could avoid being mevaish, you have a right to stop. Just like if a parent trying to throw your kiss into the yam, you're allowed to stop a parent. You're allowed to save yourself from tzar haguf. It's not talking about tirchav. How are you supposed to be tereh? But you have to, what?
Don't they say that most people say that?
Some of
them keep it up when he tells you to get married to somebody.
That might be another het of the marik. Let's say the parent thinks that this is good for the parent. Whatever it is, we can figure out why it's good for the parent. But that could be another. But this is a het of the marik, is that because it's tzara guf, you're not mechuyev, only mishal av, not mishal ben. So to hear, like the Piskei Riyos, is hayoyse bin mitzarin, oyse yes milah, you're not mechuyev, b'chai gavna. Now, what's the nafka mina between if the tam is like the taste of riyazokin, that you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs kibbutz aveim tomorrow, you're afraid you won't be able to be mekayim it, like the back, that there's riyah zakhna in the back, verse the Piskei Riyos, very pashut the nafkamina. Is this a heter or a chiv? Like the Piskei Riyos, it's a heter. I'm allowed to leave. I'm not mechuyev to be mitzar my guf so much in kibbutz aveim. So I have a right to leave. Like the back and the tesri is okay, I'm mechuyev to leave. I have to leave. Because staying around is playing with fire. I might be over kibbutz aveim tomorrow. I might be mitzar a parent. So I'm mechuyev to leave. So now the shaila, how do you touch up the machab? When machab says, yelech loy v'yanichem, does he mean you could leave? Or does it mean you're mechuyev to leave? It could go either way. But that's going to be a basic nafkamina between the rishonim. And like the Piskei Riyos is pshat that you're allowed to leave. You're not mechuyev. Just you're allowed to leave is mavu in the chinuch. When the chinuch and reshit beis brings this down, the chinuch's lashon is em nishtatu b'yaisa yochel lahanichem. You're allowed to leave. Doesn't say you're mechuyev to leave. You're allowed to leave. So you have a tesevriyah zokin and a bach on one side that lachar you're mechuyev to leave, and then the rabag perhaps, and then the other side you have the Piskei Riyos and the chinuch that just a heter that you're allowed to leave because it's all tzar. You're not mechuyev to take such tzar.
Isn't the Eilich Mashiv in the Rambam's lashon? Doesn't say Yochum. He's medayik in his lashon. The Eilich means zechiyev. I'll say I can make Yelich in the Lashon of
Machab.
I mean, you could. Yeah, he must go.
Well, Yelich, you have the right to go.
Say Yochel.
Okay, fine. I don't know. Chinuch brings down as Yochel.
He's the Daik in his Lashon.
Okay. Fine, so it's going like the first pshat. Now Radvaz on the Rambam over the Mamrim Perklav Alokha Yod, when the Ravid is the Kasha that, you know, if you're not gonna watch, who is gonna watch, what are you doing? So Radvaz says that no, it's better if Achim, if there are aides and nurses taking care of your parent, it's better than you take care of your parent. Why? Because a parent has gaguin on the ben and is not embarrassed from a child, and it's the silliest, ridiculous request from a child. From someone else, the parent might behave a little better and, you know, request only things that he or she might need rather than something that mamish they don't need, and the stamba be to ask. So, also he says that other people have the right to counter back and explain to your parent your request is ridiculous, calm down, even hit the parent if it needs to be, you know what I mean? To get the parent to be normal, and it's beneficial for the parent. These are things that you can't do as a child. So Mameli says it's better to have an aide or someone else take care of your parent than yourself. Now, the Radvaz doesn't tell you if that's the whole time of the Rambam or like a Tosefta's time. It could be that if he learned it the entire time of the Rambam, that the reason why you're leaving is because it's better to have other people there. And some advice says you can't be there together with that other person because I did, and the parent will still use you and manipulate and keep on asking you to do things. So if that would be the reason, it means he's learning that it's better to have somebody else there. And it comes out that the whole heta to leave a parent is only if you find a replacement. And if you can't find a replacement, then you're now out of leave. Maybe he found a replacement. The Radvaz says, Bavada, he found a replacement. That's what he says. No, she was crazy. She was asking silly things. So. Right, so if she's asking that, tomorrow she's going to ask for a coat in the summer, and she's going to ask for, you know, it just, you know, a slippery slope. But she's going to be asking for other things too, you know that. But Radvaz says Avada, Ravasi found other people to take care of his mother. That's for sure. So now, if you learn like that, so then it's better. First, enough, you need to find someone else, and once you do, it's better to have that someone else take care of your parent, and you should leave. However, the Kesem Mishnah over there says that the din of the Rambam, the Mechaber, it says that Yelik and you should be in Psa V'Achirim, it's not a Chiyim, it's an Eitz HaToyva. You leave because you gotta leave. Or you're allowed to leave, you're mechuyev to leave. And then if you can find someone else, find someone else. If you can't find someone else, you still gotta leave, or you still could leave. It's not pegged. The het is not conditional on finding someone else. It's just an Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malan. It's possible that the Radvaz really learned like the Riyaz and the Chinuch, that's just a het to leave because of the Tsar. And now you have a het, it's like the Radvaz, but Zolzain, you have a het, but if you're not gonna watch, who is gonna watch? So it's better for you to stay. And then that Radvaz says, no, it's still a mile having someone else, because someone else will take care of your parent better. Alright, but then it should come out that even the Riyaz is Chinuch's world, that it's a heta to leave, it's still not just a heta, but it's even better to leave and get someone else, because someone else can take care of your parent better than you can. Now, just to feroiz on this Nakuda, is I believe, I didn't find this anywhere, but I really believe that this is also Bahadraga. It doesn't have to be absolute. It means the Mechaber seems to be about a mother who's totally crazy, a father's totally off the wall. So senile, Alzheimer's, it's impossible to deal with these people, right? But you could have somebody who's, let's just say, having senior moments frequently, but it's difficult to deal with. They're not totally off the page, off the chart, but you know, you could be safe with them a day, 2 days. You can't be so longer than that. Your mom is jumping out of your skin. You're going to blow it. So, and now the parent says, I want to come. Your Tatla Pesach's coming. I want to move in for Pesach. So, to move in for Pesach, Ma, I love you dearly. But, you know, I have to have, my kids are coming over for Pesach. My in-laws are coming for Pesach. You'll figure out a nice excuse why she shouldn't be coming to Hol Yontif. I think, even though she's not totally, or he's not totally, your father's not totally off, but you still have a heta to this man that you can't be saiva. But less than that, Avada, you should be having them. So Lamashi, you can tell your man, I can't have you in Hol Yontif, I can have you for 2 days, and your wife's in the background cringing, oi. But yeah, but you can have for 2 days Yontif, you know, you can come for the first days and for the last days, something like that. It's bad drug, it doesn't have to be extreme. When it gets to the point that the mamish crawling under your skin and you can't deal with them and you're going to blow it, at that point, better don't be in that position that you might blow it because you're trying to keep it out of aim. Better figure out a nice excuse and slip out. Which chilek? I say I said tzar, I can't deal with it, and say I said chash, and I might be over kibbutz. I'm going to blow it. By day three, I'm going to blow it. I'm not going to be able to deal with this nagheim. The chazan went too slow, and the chazan went too fast, and this one this, and this one didn't say hello to me, and this one did, and this one insulted me, and this one, and why didn't they give me an ali? Okay, I, you know, you could take that for so much, and after that, you know, zaygezunt and complain to someone else. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's a nebuch. You see this that Chazal's mind of Chazal. I mean, all my mind of Chazal are true, but you see it like bechush. You don't need a riot. But you see bechush. Chazal say that older people, if they have nothing, they can't learn. You know, that's the kenim. They start becoming ksilim. It's very difficult. It's like more in the kedushin. But Baruch Hashem, if you could learn, then pashuk you have rananim. You could have frishkeit. You could learn. You get old. You can learn. You don't become over a bottle. You don't. Your life doesn't revolve around complaints and doctors. These people have nothing to do. So they, what do? They fill their time with going to doctors. Monday is this doctor, the foot doctor. Tuesday is the eye doctor. Wednesday is the back doctor. And Thursday. It's funny, we chulila could be in the same position. If we could laugh, then what happens? Chulila layalena. But if a person could learn Baruch Hashem, he could stay fresh and he could be productive and have a life. These people never don't have lives left. It's a rachmanis.
Yeah, but yes, people get Alzheimer's even they learn the whole life to get Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I understand. So something is out of control. But with people, what I'm talking about, this middle daga, that they become too burdensome. Their life is 24/7 complaints, problems. They don't have a normal life left, and everyone who around them has to lie with their problems, right? So it becomes difficult over time, and it's a shame. I just my wife told me today that someone told her that he's afraid. He doesn't have the zitzflash to learn all day. He's working, but he knows he doesn't have the zitzflash, and he's afraid. What is he going to do when he's retired? He's going to go crazy. See, if he would be able to learn chutz, he could retire and learn, but now he can't, so what is he going to do? He's going to go crazy. He's like worried what he's going to do the day he retires. All right. Zoktor HaKashukhan. HaKashukhan is Moisif, not only if a parent is a Meshogana, but even if the parent has Midos Rois and is Sonny Labrius, is hated by people. Sometimes what I was discussing before causes people to hate them too. They complain about everything. But if the parent has midas rois, a soni lebrius, he says you're allowed to leave. And v'chein, if he's a shekel, if your father is a shekel, it's toiv sheyisraker chazatz me'men. It's better to stay away. Just leave them. Just leave them for their own devices. Just leave them alone. Stay away from that. And he brings a Vayikra Rabban Yud Beis Aleph, Maisa with a Sheka Echo, what the kids did to the Sheka. He doesn't explain what his reasoning is, but Lachai's reasoning is the same reasons that we have till now. Either because it becomes too burdensome, it's too much tzar, or because you're not going to be able, you're going to blow it. You're not going to be able to control yourself. You're going to be oiviki ben aveim. You can't deal with these people. So to hear, you're going to learn their bad needs. The madness is going to affect you, so it's going to cause you tzar, it's ruining your guf. You're not mechuyiv, it's only mishalav, not mishalben. You're not mechuyiv to become a bad person because you're trying to do kibbutz avim. You're not mechuyiv to learn midas rois on that, or because the same thing, that it's going to cause you to do chatoim ba'asid, that is, learning from them is going to put you in a bad place. You don't want to be in that place. You're going to start doing chatoim. So in the B'chai Gavno, then it's better to leave the parent. However, it's right from Vayikra Rabba, it's Tzarech B. If you look up the Vayikra Rabba, it's true the kids try to get the father out and explain to the father about it, and they brought him to show what a shik looks like when he's drunk and how the kids taunt the shikha and whatever it is and torment the shikha. But at the end of the day, the medrash ends up is that they took a rotation of serving the father the drinks, the shikha. So it seems in the medrash, at the end of the day, Adra, the medrash mavu that even by a shikha, you mechuyiv in kibbutz avim. Just they took a rotation. So yeah, instead of having six people around, everyone swallowed hard that one day, that day of the week that they had to be by Tata, and that's it. But it sounds in the medrash, Adra, you're supposed to stay around. All right. The Mechaber says you should get someone else. The chinuch, when he brings it down, and Reishit Beis ends off im yeshloi. Yitzav lachem lenogim karoi im yeshloi. What is im yeshloi? Tchay means one or two brothers. Either im yeshloi, that means he has the ability to get other people to take care of his parents, and it just means if you could, and if you can't, also good. You're still supposed to leave or could leave your parent, because like the Kesef Mishnah said, it's only an eitz adayva, and that's what the chiddush of chinuch. The bad is only im yeshloi if you have the ability. kill it. If you don't, you're also allowed to leave. It's only an Eitzah to leave the Kamash Malan. Upshad is, he's learning, and Yeshlei means if you have the money, if you could afford to hire Achim. Who else? If you can't take your parent, well, you think a friend is going to be able to handle your parent. He's only going to do it if you pay him. So Yeshlei, you have the ability to afford to hire somebody else. Now, we know that Kibra Avim is only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. So you have to it's talking about a case where the parents don't have their own money. And then, Yomachuyiv, not Midin Kibra, but Midin Tzedakah. About 100% well, good, excellent. Well, and you're going to have to say that it's midin tzedakah, that if you have the ability, so you're supposed to finance, you're supposed to support your parents from tzedakah. If you have the ability, you can give them the tzedakah. And then we had some slaves that once now you're mechiv midin tzedakah, now you're ready mechiv midin kibirav, because it's not mishal ben anymore, because it's only from his tzedakah money, and that could be pshat in the chinek. But I'm only saying that like the riyaz and the rabag who learn that you don't have a chiv. I mean, the Riyaz says you don't have a chiv because there's too much tzar. The Rabag says the Torah is not mitzava, dava bilti efshari, so you're not mechuyiv. But if you learn like the Bach, pshat, that really you are mechuyiv. Really you are mechuyiv to be mechabed your parent. Just you're afraid you're going to be oiva. So it doesn't take away your chiv. You still have a chiv. Just it's not kedai to stay around because you'll be mekayim 10 mitzvahs and be over one. So it's not a good idea to be mekayim 10 mitzvahs and be over one mitzvah, so stay away. But bezim, fundamentally, you are mustil mechiv in kibbutz aveim your parent. So then it comes out that if you have to, if you could find someone else to take care of your parent, and Ari's right, then you mechiv to pay from your own money. Because when you're getting somebody else, you're not paying your parent now bidin kibbutz. You're paying your parent now to replace you. It's to help you, not to help your parent. To help your parent, really, you're mechuyev to help your parent. You can't because you're afraid you're being oiv and nisa. Peseda. So do it ayidei achayim. Get other people to help your parent. But that is not me being kibbutz. That's to patur you from your chayv. Because to patur you from your chayv, then you should have to pay out from your own money. There's a Chuvis van Hoggis and Chelik Beis Tzav Mem Dalet. He uses such as far about nursing homes. If you can't be soivel having a parent in your house and you have to put him in a home, then you should pay for the home. Because it's your mitzvah. You have the mitzvah of kibbutz. You're just trying to patur your mitzvah. So get someone else to take your place. So that's mutal on you to do. It's not midin kibbutz. Midin kibbutz is takim mishalav. It's not midin kibbutz. It's midin to patur your own chiv. It's midin shlichus, so to speak. So that you're mechuyev to spend your money. So this will come out another nafkamina between the biurim we said before. Because later the riyaz, you're not mechuyev b'chai gavna. So you're not mechuyev your patur. You don't have to pay for it either. Late the bach, l'chay yom mechuyev, and you have to pay the money as well. All right, let's move on. Rabbi says, Sif Yir Aleph. Ra aviv sha'av al divrei Torah. If you see your parent, your father being oiva on the dvar Torah, lo yemaloy avat the divrei Torah. Don't talk mamish so straight ahead. Mamish, confront him. Avat the divrei Torah. You just oiva never. Don't do that. Lo yemaloy derech kovid. You should say abo kasev b'Torah kach v'kach. Kilu husho memeno. Does it say in the Torah this and this? As if he's asking mashayla, nothing to do with what his mice is. And from there, he'll understand. V'leikim asir, you're not warning him. You're asking mashayla. V'yavin ba'atzma, he'll understand from himself what he just did was wrong. V'leikim ba'ish, and he won't be embarrassed. And if your father says wrong pshat in the Gemara, he says a wrong fact, don't tell him out directly, don't learn like this, you're making a mistake. But rather, what you should do, Zarka Shukran says, you should say, Kach Shanina, this is what we said, this is how I learned, the Gemara says, I think, and that's how the Zarka Shukran brings it down. Alright, so you have two parts to this halakha. Where you see your father being over, and you see your father saying over the Shmu incorrectly.
I thought you're not even supposed to agree with your father.
Not supposed to?
No, your father says and you agree with him, you're not even allowed.
Right. But here, I'm trying to correct him. He's making a mistake. I have to correct him. I have to correct him, but I do it in a nice way. The Betel HaChokmah says that you should not be medayik. He had a tzad that maybe it's only if your father's oiva al divrei Torah. So then if you tell him right out, ta you just oiva nisa deraisa, you're going to insult him. But if he's only oiva nisa derabanan, he had a tzad to say, maybe he could tell him, okay, ta you oiva nisa derabanan now, right? He says, no. Sorry?
Why not insult him?
Because it's not so chama. But he ends up not like that. B'tzal Kochman, two places. Chelik Beisim and Tzadi, and Chelik Gimel Simukhaf Aleph. He says that it's Lav Dafka, even if you only, if the father's only over Nisa Drabon, and he brings a right to it, you still have a mitzvah of Techacha, but you still mechuyev to do it in a nice way, indirectly, and to save him from embarrassment. And Batsim, it's really Mavul like that in Reish Mem Beis, Sivchav Beis, in the Be'a Grove, they bring Zaraya, Linyan Rabbi. If your Rebbe is over Nisa, even if it's only Nisa Drabon, you still have a chiv techacha, and he's still supposed to say it in a nice way. By Rebbe, the Mishnah says, you say it, kachlam deni Rebbe. You're talking to the Rebbe, we just over, and he says, Rebbe, didn't you once teach us as if you're being mechaber, that he was the one who kufa taught you this halacha? Is it true this? Didn't you once teach us this halacha? As if you're being shoyel, and you say it in a nice way. If I can, you're being memiyachis, the memra, back to him, even though it's not true, but you're being memra, that's their covered, you're supposed to do it for a Rebbe. Sorry? Oh, so Zakhtar Rish and Tzion, the Arachaim HaKadosh, that this is only talking about if the parent already was over the Avera. But, or if he's not yet over the Aver, but by telling him in a nice way, he'll stop. But if you see that he's not going to stop telling him in a nice way, then you mechuyev to tell him in a stark way. Whatever you could to me, and he says, because even the Rambam Shita is that you mechuyev to be mechabed a father who's a Rasha, that he wants to say, Pshat in the Rambam, was a learned Belineda later on, that that's only because it's Mesupik, maybe the father did Tshuva, so he's not a Rasha, but here you clearly see he's not doing Tshuva, he's Zicha Rasha, he's Pakim Emen or the Chiv Kibbut, and if he has ice, and if there's no one else to stop your father, then you're mechuyev to stop your father, even by hitting your father, the Ein Kavod Neged Kvayda Yisbarach. So L'chaya, it seems that he's saying two different reasons. One, he's saying your father's a din of a rosh and a pocket kibarav. And then he fears ice. So if you can't get somebody else, then you should do it yourself. Add a call, even if it requires hitting, because of a different din. Because ain't kvaydi, not get kvaydi is barak. And he, right? Atem, atav avichas, chayavim bekvaydi. Seems like he's doing two different svaris, and it's a steer to each other, because at the first svar, pakim and a kibit, who cares if it's a chayim, not a chayim? I could do it myself. It's pakim and a kibit. At the end, says, if there's no one else, then you should do it, because atav avichas, chayavim. It's a shtick of a stira. But you can say pshat, you can see anyone who's bothered by this stira, but you can say pshat is that at the beginning he's talking about where your father was taka, he has a din rasha, and it's pakim meno din kibud. But we're going to learn that even pakim meno din kibud, you still have an issa, makla of avima, you now be mazalzul in the kvayt of the father, and you still might even have the serious tshuvah, you still have a tzav tshuvah, I mean. Ksav Sefer has that you still have an Issa Meira. The only Pakim in the Mitzvah's Kibbut, but Mitzvah's Meira is still applicable. So if you're given Techacha directly, but you don't hit him, you're not Mezalzel, just not being Mechabit him, so you're lacking in the Mitzvah's Kibbut, that's not a problem, because Pakim in the Mitzvah's Kibbut, because he's a Rasha. But to hit him, to be mezalzel, that's worse. That's already murder, and that's makla of avimai that you can't do. So Mamela, he's saying like this. At the beginning, he says you can give him techokah straight out because he has a din rosh hapakam and a covet. And if he doesn't stop even a idea achayim, or there's no achayim, then you're allowed to even hit him. That is only because of a different din, because atav avikah chayavim bechleid. If you have but less breira, then that's it. You don't give cover or moyu b'chay gavna atav avicha chayvim b'kvaydi. So it's too bad droga. What?
Is that mati if you're ever allowed hitting someone?
No, you're hitting him b'toyis techacha, and that you're allowed to do. B'toyis techacha, stop him from doing an issa. The Gemara Bava Kama says you can stop him when in the Eved he's trying to come back. You're allowed to hit him to stop him from being an issa. Right? Bezdin is makan va'inchin to stop people from doing yisirim. Okay, so we want to discuss machlekes kseis nesivis, if you need a dim shev, if you need a dim bezin, or everyone else could do it as well, to be mafir someone from an issa. But that's how the original Tzion says it. Alright, the ma'isa, the ikatam he should have said was, is the end, is atav avicha chayevim bekvaydi, and we want to discuss the Chadre Dei, and Sifches says it as well. If you remember, he said that the Aruch HaShulchan didn't seem to learn like that. Aruch HaShulchan said that even for Techaka, to be Lachari, you still have a mitzvah, keep it up. You're still supposed to do it in another way and not do it yourself. And the Chadre Deya held that, no, that if but the less bread, then you're mechuyev to do it yourself and not worried about it. Like we're talking about when the father was throwing the kiss into the yam, he's being over Baltashkes. So you're supposed to stop the father to prevent him from Baltashkes. Because it's only Adeichem, not you. And the Chadre Deya says, even you, if he's not going to stop, you have to be mafreshim for Manissa. So Chashukan seemed that this doesn't go into the head of Atav Avichachayev and Bekhvaydi. All right. What happens if your father is chalil and nama aretz, and asking him a shayla nicely, does it say in the Torah this and this? He's not going to cut. He's not going to figure it out. He's not going to understand. So Zakta Ben Ishchai in Shanabeis in Shayftim Tezayin, he says he should say over a story in front of him, make up a story. Say over like this. You know, there was once a story. I remember there was a guy. Yeah, you don't have to say the name, but it was a guy who had such a shayla, and he asked the Rav, and the Rav told him it was asa to do. So you're not talking to him directly, you're telling over a story. And that you could do. I did Mamashi being by the story mildi, but how do you let her do that? Well, if you mutta lashanas from Bnei Ashalam, then Zichi and mutta lashanas also for Kibra Aveim, for mitzvahs to. Now, Lamai says you don't have to say us that. You can say Samazai. It's Mavu and Kama Makarim Zachazal. You have to be careful. But in Kama Makarim Zachazal, it's Mavu that a person said over a membra, and he was Taila Be'ilin Gadol, even though it was Nishkatagan Nishkaflagan. Because he felt that if he's Taila Be'ilin Gadol, then people will believe it and follow the law. He's convinced that the law is true, so therefore he says, "Oh, Rabbi Yosha said this. Rabbi Yosha said that. Nishkatagin, nishkaflagin. Most of the stuff they say for Shemir, they never said it. So what's that? This Amayu Heta. That this is the Heta. What people have is that they just say all this stuff because they want people to keep the law, and they convince that the law is true. So therefore the Taylor Bilan God, that's Mavu Chazal, many places like that. So that's all to hear. You say over a story that this and this Rabbi said such and such halacha because you want your father to believe in it and to be makayim the halacha. All right." The halacha is you should not say if he misquoted something. You shouldn't say directly. Ta, don't learn like that. Learn like this. So what should you say? You should say, but rather say it in a nice way. Talk about yourself. This is how I understand. This is how I learned. Kachshanina. It means you're not arguing with your father. You're just saying your opinion. Sort of showing your father that there might be another tzad, and it's up to him to choose which tzad, and he'll understand himself that your tzad is the better tzad. Does he do it? What could you do? You know, you said it a nice way. You know, this is how my Rebbe taught me. It's a nice chat, but my Rebbe taught me differently. So hopefully he'll understand that this is the right way to learn. We hope that he'll get it, you know. So kakshanila, this is how my Rebbe taught me. So you can say it in a nice way also. You know, you blame it on your, this is how my Rebbe taught me, you know. If you talk and think that your father might be right in economy, what are you doing altogether? Maybe Khalifah. But that is because you know that you're right. You know that he's making a mistake. You were about to say, Latisni Ochi. It would be a friend that would say, don't learn like that. You're making a mistake. So to father, you say it in a nicer way. You focus on yourself. This is how I understood. And now, you know, hopefully he'll chap. The Chai Adam says that it's even talking about a Dvar Halacha. That means not only if he's making a mistake in a taich of a pasik, you know, but he's making a mistake in a Halacha that it could be that it's going to come out of Kilkel. Still, you shouldn't say ta, you know, that's not the Halacha. Just say ta, this is how I understood the Halacha, this is how I was taught the Halacha, and he'll understand for himself, or at least enough that he'll go ask someone to be Mavar, who's right, and he'll get the right Halacha. Now the kasha, the $1 million kasha is that we learned in Parshas Vayechi when Yosef brought Ephraim and Menashe in front of Yaakov Avinu to give them a bracha. Yaakov Avinu switched over, and Yosef tells his father, "Tav, you Yosef, I love him. Loikein havi kizabokar." Loikein avi, no, you're making a mistake. Loikein avi. How did Yosef Atadik tell Yaakov Avinu loikein avi? Now let's say that. It's a lush name. So it should be Cain or be?
What is Cain? Is it not this way?
Is it not the other way? So you have to show the father what the other way is. No, but then it says, then he says he picked up the hand. But it sounds like he first explained was Loi Cain Avi, what's going on?
He's out before, that's what he said.
What do you mean?
It's not good learning.
So Zog the Tzofnes Paneach and Bereshis and Omekut Peyei, he spars from here. This whole halacha, the analysis of Latis Niyachi, is only when your father is saying over Dvar halacha, Dvar Torah. But if your father is saying some akpeis, you know, yesterday it rained, or you know, yesterday Yankel borrowed something from me, then you're allowed to say, that's not true, it's not happened, it didn't happen. Then you're allowed to say that. Like Kainavi, you're allowed to do that. Like, huh? Why should it be like that? I guess it's not so important. It's not a dvar halacha. It's not. So then you let her fix. You know, it's not so hurtful to the parent.
I don't know, but he's pushing his hand.
It's a dvar halacha. Make a mistake in halacha.
That doesn't make. That's the. That doesn't make sense.
Wasn't
like Katie. He's pushing his hand away.
The yafel lelev. The yafel lelev and chelik zayin. in Chelek Zayin also is bothered by this kasha. And I believe he predated the Tzofnis Paneir. He also bothered by the kasha, and he marshals beautiful pshat. He brings a Rashbam to apply to Rashbam pshat in the pasuk. Do kasha yisak nishlan. So, like the Rashbam says, loy kainavi, loy asisi kain. He's not telling his father, Ta, not like this, you made a mistake. He's telling his father, he's focusing on himself, Ta, I did differently. I didn't do it like this. I means you would have thought, and you may have been correct to assume, to swap the hands, that I would be bringing you my bechor on my right and my second child on my left, but I already took that into account to make it easy on you, so I already swapped them for you. Like Cana sees it, I didn't. His mom is just focusing on what he did. It's like saying, you know, Tom, my Rebbe taught me like this. I'm not telling you you're making a mistake. I'm telling you what I did. Loi kena sisi, Abba. Abba, I didn't do like this. I did it like that. And Mamez, like the Yavalei, the whole kacha epsek nishlan. So he seems from the Yavalei that he argued itself in himself. He held that it would have been a good kacha. It means he held that even minulay da'alma, you're not allowed to correct your parent. Which is, you have this orphan. Sometimes you have, let's say a kid is an accountant for your father, works for his father, and father makes a mistake during business. So, you know, Ta, you made a mistake here. And you know, say that. If they say, Ta, it seems to me like this. Okay, and now he has to decide if he wants to follow you, follow himself. You have to say, well, let's say, I had this chutz to balance my mother's checkbook for years, right? So now, sometimes it's like your mother, mistakes can happen, right? So you now let tell your mother, Ma, you made a mistake here, you wrote the wrong number, you know, you now let's say that. You can just say, look, late, what, you know, the invoice of the bank, same said, this number might have been, should have been something else, and that's it, you know. Why did? Look, Tisni Elke is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about where Rabbi Yehuda corrected his father, Rabbi Keskel. He corrected his father, and Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, you're not supposed to tell your father like that, look, Tisni Elke. Okay, but in economy, even by Mili Dalma, it should be the same aloch. I mean, Mila, it's now widespread. So many times our parent says something, does something, and the jerk reaction is to correct the parent. Whoa, you're not allowed to correct the parent. You have to step back and say it in a nice way, you know, just focus on yourself, and hopefully the parent will figure it out and understand. It's a bedera covered of correcting a parent.
Okay.
Sorry? I hear. So you don't. How do you say?
He's back. He's missing the exit. And if you tell him, like, you know, by the way, I always thought.
You see a story. Say a story.
Same story. When someone used to drive here, someone gave him directions not to go. So that we have the chayyeh. If there's no best way to do it, you know, you have to quick decision making. Right, in a chayyeh, you're going to hurt him and say, Taka, not fit to Ellis. And then you have to know if you can't do it in the nicer way, then maybe you'll have to do it in this way. You have no eitzah. But if you can do it in a nice way, then you should try to. That's our luck. Don't say it like that. Right, like the missing exit. That's mili dama. But yes, you have to be careful how to do it right. 100%. I don't know. Yeah. You're not so some a person either, but maybe a stammer person doesn't get insulted because he's your equal. But when you're talking to someone who's more mechubah than you, so it's a lack of covet, and that lack of covet might also generate bizarreness. Like, who do you think you are telling me? you're a nobody, you know what I mean? You're my son. You know, but in economy.
Yeah, you're missing an
exit. Why?
Because you can't be insulted, you know. That's the
why.
So I made it up.
More
right.
Your mom. You don't have a drive.
You just ask him, isn't this the exit? Or
yeah, you could ask him, like, isn't this the exit? And while he's starting to think of it, he just zips right by. But in a Kanami, you have to know how much time in a Kanami you have to be able to do it. All right, Rabbi Sain. Another sif. Let's try to chaperine one more sif. It's late, but this is a short sif. Amaloy Avev Ashkeni Mayim. If your father tells you to give him a drink, that's mitzvah sakavit. V'yesh lefon of lasa is mitzvah iveris, and you have the ability right now to do another mitzvah, but that mitzvah has a time constraint. So it's like sort of either or. Either I go and bring mechaber my parent, or I do that mitzvah iveris. Could go in kfuris meis or leviyah, levayis meis. In efshel le mitzvah sheti osai de achirim, if that mitzvah is possible to be done aydei acherim, so you don't have to do that mitzvah, let other people do that mitzvah, and you should be yasek b'kavod aviv, and you continue to do or now do kavod aviv. However, v'im hischa b'mitzvah tchila, but if you already started that other mitzvah, even though that other mitzvah could have been done aydei acherim, and normally you should not be doing that mitzvah, but rather you should be doing kibud aveim, but since you already started that mitzvah, yigmar, you have a right to finish that mitzvah, do yasek b'mitzvah. Mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. Good. V'im ein shom acheim lasais, but if there are nobody else to do that other mitzvah, then yasek v'mitzvah, you should do the other mitzvah, v'yanir kveid aviv, and put aside the kveid aviv.
Any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah. In order to do, and it's a mitzvah iveris, the Mechaber says, and the Rambam hits it home, drives it home enough. If you can't make the dig in a Maccabi yourself, so Tiramo, Mium Ains Mana Mitzvah Iveris, but the Mitzvah, this man is not Iveris, Yasek Bekvoid Aviv, then you should do it first, Kibit Av, and then do the Mitzvah afterwards, because you have time to do both. So maybe the father's Mitzvah is also Iveris in the Konami. Okay, so let's understand this. Fine. Why is halacha, if it's possible to do a mitzvah that's tasa ideachim, I'm going to go one by one. Why is it if it's a mitzvah that you could be done by other people, then you should be oisek b'kvayd aviv? Why? So l'chayr, I would have told you, the simple reason is because the mitzvah of your father is the efshalasa ideachim. You're the son. So if someone else can do it, it's not going to be kibbutz. So rather do your mitzvah of your father rather than the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah someone else will take care of. But this mitzvah no one's taking care of. It's like a mess mitzvah, so therefore you should take care of. Good. Right? So that's, I would have said, but that's the chayin napshat. Because what happens if you have a brother? Your brother could take care of your father. And nevertheless, it sounds like the halacha psukha that you should be taking care of your father rather than the other mitzvah. So Lavush says the time is because Godu kibbut av shedechisha mitzvah asay shabbatera. Kibbut av is more kosher than any other mitzvah asay shabbatera. And I don't know, normally we're not shaykling mitzvah kenekim mitzvah, but this is an exception. And therefore, you should be oisek in kibbutz, like the mission at the beginning of Peah, right? It talks about the gevaldika mitzvah of kibbutz. So you should be oisek in kibbutz rather than the other mitzvah, because the other mitzvah could be efshel lasa yedei achem. So now, abazoi, so why if the mitzvah is efshel lasa yedei achem, that other mitzvah, why am I going to do the other mitzvah? I kibbutz is so chashiv. That's because atav avichu chayavim bekvaydi. So, for you to be Isaac and your father will cause that other mitzvah not to be Mekuyim. So that is another. So that means your father indirectly is being mevatel mitzvah, causing you to be mevatel mitzvah, or causing a mitzvah to be misbatel. So therefore, atav avichu chayavim bekvaydi. So therefore, you should be Isaac in the other mitzvah and not in your father's mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says, and the Rambam, the Torah brings it like that. And kumtois is even if by doing that other mitzvah now I won't be able to do the mitzvah kibbutz. It's either or, still I should be Isaac in that other mitzvah, and be involved to the mitzvah kibbutz. And as I say, in the Huchas Kedailis, in Simen Nun Vav. The Levush here doesn't seem like that. Because by being kind of mitzvah kibbutz, you're being a different mitzvah is going to be in this battle. And atav avicha chayavim bekvaydi. So your father also has to make sure that also mitzvah is mikoyim. So therefore, even though you're mechuyev in the kvaydav, but he's mechuyev in the kvayd of that other mitzvah. So Mamela, both of you are mechuyev in that other, like Marshall, we had halach, yet we'll learn, if your father tells you one thing, your mother tells you the other thing, you're supposed to listen to your father. Because your mother's also mechuyev in kibbutz of her husband, of your father. So we always go back to the highest form of kavod. So too, the highest form of kavod is that other mitzvah. And Mamela, who I didn't if that other mitzvah is only a mitzvah derabanan. You better be Isaac in that other mitzvah derabanan, and not be Isaac in the mitzvah kibbutz, which is daraisa. Because atav avicha chayavim bekvaydi, not a mitzvah derabanan, your father is also mechuyev to. So you're mechuyev to do that. All right.
Let's say it was a. Does the father have to be able to do that mitzvah, or only it has to be?
Let's say he's not able to do it.
Not able to do it.
Still.
Just,
But still, in the hierarchy of Kavod, he's mechuyev in that other mitzvah. All right. Now, the Ramah says a case, if that other mitzvah you already started, then you should continue that other mitzvah, even though you could have gotten someone else to do it, because once you started, a basic mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. The place can clear the shayla, most places can go with this. We shayla already have the shayla, piskriyad, riyaz. Is what happens the other way around. You started with kibbut ave'im, but another mitzvah came, which is iyev shalasei de'achayim. Should you continue with kibbut ave'im, or should you drop it, because atav avicha chayv mechvedi, and go do the other mitzvah? And most poskim say, who adin b'chay gamna, oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Once you're being oisik in a mitzvah kibbut ave'im, then you don't have to reckon with that other mitzvah. Either other mitzvah is going to get lost. Tiyev shalasei de'achayim, and it's a mitzvah of Harris. So what? Still, once you have... You will start in this mitzvah, your eighth mitzvah, you're part of another mitzvah.
Still applies, because your father's mechuyev to do that. So
but you are an Isaac mitzvah, so once you're Isaac mitzvah, yeah, that's the stardom of the shayla. All right, Rabbi, so one more nekuda. The Aruch HaShulchan has our order here. The Mechaber gives a marshal of a mitzvah of Eris is the Levaya. And he says, it's actual mitzvah, other people are going to go to Levaya, so you don't have to go. Because Allah Mavud, and every person is mechuyev to go to Levaya. So what is 200 people there, but you're supposed to be there too. You're supposed to be 201. Up to 600,000 Yidden. The same way when the Neshama came down, the same way the Torah came down, so it leaves. So what does it mean? It's actually Mitzvah Tasei De'acher. The Talmud Chacham is no Shia. The Gemara says, the Mandakari, the Torah, I mean, different levels. So you're talking about the lowest level and Punkti filled up the Gulish Shaliyah till the gate of the city. It's not Mestava. He's like sort of like Shay, doesn't know where the case is. Shevet Alevi, Nechel Beis, Kufir Aleph, his test. He says, and in Ekonami, you mechuyev to go to Levaya, but mitzad the mitzvah, Shabbat, we're reckoning. Hayes mitzad the mitzvah, someone else is going to Levaya. The mace will have a Leviya, so even though he's supposed to have a greater Leviya, but since he has a Leviya, so the mitzvah will be Niskayim, so then you are mechuyev and keep it up, because God will keep it up, it's like a call other mitzvahs to say. Once you're there, that's a great thing. You have 6 hours, you're there. Anyway, Spadim, you shouldn't have to know about that, because a Spadim might not be a mitzvah. So no. You have to be careful, because the mitzvah Levaya, unbeknownst to many, is the Levaya is amazing. The end. So if a person has a choice, he can only be a Levaya for half hour. Should he go for the best drasha? Should he go for the end? L'chei should go for the end. He's kind of the mitzvah Levaya is amazing. Should go when he can be kind of Levaya. All right. Good to vote.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.